Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim with lesson number 8, the 5th and 6th Mishnayos in the second Perek, Perek Beis, Mishnehei, and Mishnevov. We begin with Mishnehei. The basic principle of the first halacha on this Mishnah is that a utensil which serves as the lid or the cover of another utensil is generally not mekabel tuma. So therefore the Mishnah says, kisui kadei yayin, the lid of a flask of wine, v'chadei shemen, or a flask of oil, v'chisui chovios niyoros, and similarly, the lid of the barrel made in a place called Nir or Nior, that's one pshat, Tahorin. They are Tahor because they are Kisuyim. There are lids. The lids are not generally made as receptacles. They're made to cover another receptacle. However, the Imhis Kinol is Sashmish Temeim. If he designated and prepared this lid to be used as a receptacle, because after all, physically, it can receive something in it. So if it was prepared to function as a receptacle, then it is tome. It is interesting that there are some who have the girsa here, not v'chisui chovios niyoros, not the lid for barrels from the place called Niyor, but rather v'chisui chovios, the cover of barrels, uniyoros, and paper, New York paper, meaning a lid which is itself made of paper. If such a lid has a base kibul, it is mekabel tuma. The interesting thing is that the Meforshim discuss whether or not paper, and don't forget, in the times of the Mishnah, in the times of the early Meforshim, paper was derived from some reed or some grass, papyrus or whatever. It wasn't made from rags. And therefore, there's a question whether such a product, paper, which is produced from grass, reeds, plants, how is that mekabel tuma? Grass is not mekabel tuma. And the Mefarshim discussed this, and it's an interesting question nowadays, the extent to which paper is or is not roi lekabel tuma. But the predominant girsa is that we're not talking here about paper, but simply about a chovis from a place name called Niyor, so it was called chovios niyoros. Kisui halufas. Lufas is a frying pan, and the frying pan has a lid. So the lid of this frying pan, bizman shehu nokuf, if there are holes in the lid, so it can't contain anything, any liquid. V'yesh lo chidut, or if it comes to a point so that you can't stand it up, it will, even if you turn it over upside down, it will topple this way and this way, and it won't be able to be a functional receptacle or container. So therefore, tohor, this lid is not mekabel tuma. However, eino noku v'ein lo chidut, if it has neither holes in it, nor does it have a chidur, does it come to a point, but rather, if you turn it upside down, this lid, it can serve as a fine container, tomei, then it is mekabel tuma. Mipnei, why? What function does the cook, the chef, have with a lid, granted that this lid lies flat and has no holes in it? Mipnei shehi misaneness letocho esayorok. He, she, the balabosta, the woman in the kitchen, she can use this lid to strain off the water in which the vegetables were cooked. She wants to drain off the water. She can use the lid to contain the vegetables as she drains the water off. Rabbi Loza bat sodeko mipnei shehi hofeches olav esarunki. The lid has a different function according to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzaddok, and that is that the lid itself, when you finish cooking the vegetables, you take clumps of the vegetables, scoop it out of the pot or the pan and put it into the lid. So the lid serves as a container. In such a case, it is tomei, meaning it is ro'oi lekabel tumah. That's Mishneh Hei. We proceed with Mishneh Vov, Gistera. Gistera means a broken piece of a kli cheres. And normally, if you have a finished kli cheres, a pot, a pan, a can, a box made of ceramics, and the box is broken in half, let's say, but each half can still be used functionally for something, so the gistera is makabel tumah, and we will see more about the halachos of a gistera. The word gistera seems to be a conjunction of the Aramaic words gise trei, two sides. So a gistera is a chopped off piece of a kli cheres, excuse me, of a kli cheres which has a functional use. However, the gistera which we're speaking about in our Mishnah is found in the furnace in which the kli cheres is made. It's a furnace in which pottery is baked, is produced, is manufactured. So if you find this gistera on the kivshan, there's a big question. Im achelo nigro malachto, if this piece broke off and broken, this kli cheres broken half before it was complete, before it was a complete vessel, when it was still just wet clay, before it was thoroughly baked, well, then it wasn't a vessel yet. It's an unfinished vessel, not mekabel tumah. So if the gistera broke off from the kli cheres before the malacha, before it was a finished product, tahora, the gistera is not mekabel tumah. Mishenigmara malachto, however, suppose in the furnace, the kli cheres, the pot, the box, whatever, was complete, done, finished product. And then a gistera broke off, then tumeya, then that gistera is royal kabel tumah. The Mefarshim explained that there are ways to determine, tests, by which you can determine whether this gistera, which is essentially a big shard, whether it was broken off from the kli cheres before the kli cheres was fully formed, or after the kli cheres was fully formed. We won't go into the physical test here, but you can look in the Mefarshim, the Tosfos Yom Tov, for example, for a description of that test. Now the Mishnah describes a fascinating gadget called a titros. A titros is a gadget, as the Mefarshim explain, which has many tiny holes in its bottom and one larger hole on its top. And if you put water into this, as long as you hold your finger on the top larger hole, the water will not flow out of the bottom series of small little holes. So imagine you have a strainer type situation in the bottom with very small needle-sized holes, many of them, and you pour water in and you put your finger on the top. This controls the water and contains the water from leaking out. So the question, of course, is this titros mekabel tumah or not? It's a receptacle, but it's only a receptacle when your finger is in place in a hole on the top. So when it comes to this titros, Rabbi Lozer bat Tzadik mitaher, Rabbi Lozer bat Tzadik said it's tahor. It cannot be mekabel tumah. And the Mefarshim explain, because Rabbi Lozer bat Tzadik feels that this hole in the top is a hole in the vessel. And if a vessel has a hole in it, a certain size, the size of Kones Mashka, the size that allows liquids to come in through that hole, then it is not a vessel. The vessel has a hole in it. It has a hole in it. It's not Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, Blazer Bat Tzadik says, granted, this hole has a certain function, as if you put your finger on top of it, it causes the water to be retained even from the bottom holes. However, when you take your finger off, there's a hole in this vessel, a big hole. And if there's a big hole in this vessel, it is mitaher, it is tahor, it is not mekabel tumah. However, Rabbi Yossi mitameh, Rabbi Yossi, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, says no, this vessel is mekabel tumah. Mipnei shehu kemotzi protos. Because even if you don't have your finger on top, the water doesn't just pour out of the bottom holes. The bottom holes are needle-sized holes. and the water only comes out of those holes drop by drop. Prutos or protos, some pronounce it. It only comes out tippin', little drops. So therefore, if you have a keli which leaks in some way and droplets come out of it, it is still mekabel tumah. So therefore, in the case of this titros gadget, even if you don't have your finger in the top hole, which totally retains the water, but you remove your finger, the water will not come gushing out of those little holes in the bottom, but rather they will come out as protos, as droplets. And therefore, it is still considered a receptacle, and it is mekabel tumah. And so we have finished Mishneh Vav, and in the process concluded lesson number 8.